Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Saturday the 21st of December. Sun in Sagittarius ruled by Jupiter until just about midnight when it moves into Capricorn ruled by Saturn. And the planets are saying...
worth a try.
Good, and...
winter solstice, shortest day, longest night. Sun identity into Capricorn at 11:19 p.m. Mars action, ancient co-ruler of Scorpio in Scorpio, entertaining Pluto, transformation ruler of Scorpio in Capricorn.
Very complicated. Okay.
Current influences may tempt you to take steps that, in hindsight, glorious hindsight, right around the beginning of the week, will likely be neither what the situation wanted nor what any self-respecting doctor would have ordered. That said, it is only fair to add that at this particular moment, successfully talking yourself or someone else out of, for example, petting the adorable man-eating tiger because it looks so approachable, could seriously strain your diplomatic skills and powers of persuasion. Bottom line, though, only you, not even your hairdresser or best friend in the whole world, know for sure, and can decide upon the best use of your energy, intelligence, and determination. So before signing onto a project that doesn't coincide with your interests or program, or about which you are ambivalent, check in with yourself one more time, just to see how you really feel. And if you're involved in a situation that seems somewhat daunting because you are fairly certain you know how it's going to turn out, and it probably won't be pretty, consider adjusting your attitude upward. Then re-examine your game plan. If it is indeed true that a positive approach begets positive results, this would be your opportunity to prove it.
Cool. Signs particularly affected by the winter solstice, the sun into Capricorn, and Mars entertaining Pluto.
Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aries, Leo, Scorpio.
And if one's birthday, 21st of December.
Colleagues may be liberal with their guidance and direction regarding social or vocational matters this year. But their willingness to opine or dispense direction doesn't necessarily mean that they get you and what you are trying to accomplish. So endeavor to keep this concept in the forefront of your mind as you listen, sift, and decide what's best for you, your situation, your growth and advancement, etc.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planet.